John Musker remembers opening his front door on Halloween night after the movie came out and seeing a little girl dressed as Ariel. And he realized, we made it. We're in the culture. Clements and Musker would go on to do some of Disney's most memorable animated movies. Aladdin, Princess and the Frog, Moana. They're now the grandfathers of Hollywood animation. John and Ron should be proud. But let's keep listening to Ron Clements as he talks about The Little Mermaid.
I never really felt any guilt so much about changing the sad ending to a happy ending.
Where did that come from? Who said anything about guilt? Is there something here weighing on Ron Clements' conscience?
I never felt any guilt until I was doing publicity in Copenhagen for the European premiere of the film. And that's where Hans Christian Andersen lived, and that's where the statue of the Little Mermaid is. Mm-hmm. They were not so happy about it. They were giving me a hard time about changing the ending. And even one interviewer said it would be as if we took Gone with the Wind and we changed the ending so that Scarlett O'Hara stayed with Rhett Butler in the end.
So not all Danes appreciated what Disney did with the Little Mermaid. But my beef is not Danish. My beef comes from the scholar Laura Beth Nielsen. Do you remember what specific thing in that movie got you thinking, wait a minute?
Oh, it's that moment where Triton shoots his trident at Ursula to try to save his daughter from this, what every viewer knows is an extremely immoral arrangement.
The extremely immoral arrangement she's talking about? It's the contract Ariel signs with Ursula. In the original fairy tale version of Little Mermaid, the mermaid made a handshake deal with the sea witch. She got the potion that made her a human. In exchange, the sea witch cut off her tongue. In the Disney version, they bring in lawyers. Of course they do. Ursula, the Disney diva, won't make any magic deals without a signed contract. Ariel signs the scroll. She now has 3 days to get Eric to kiss her. If she fails, she has to return underwater and become Ursula's slave. Now, if you've watched the movie, you know what happens next. Ariel comes close to kissing Eric, but gets foiled. Ursula acquires Ariel's voice, transforms herself into a beautiful young woman, and steals Eric away. Whereupon, King Triton confronts Ursula to get his daughter back.
Let her go.
Not a chance, Triton. She's mine now. We made a deal.
That's when Triton tries to destroy the contract with his trident. It doesn't work. Then Ursula says, and this is the key phrase.
You see? The contract's legal, binding, and completely unbreakable, even for you.
She holds up the contract. It's gold. And it was that unbreakable golden contract that was ruling this whole situation. And it was, I mean, from, you know, a law professor perspective, clearly illegal.
Yeah.
Under the law.
I mean, it's a contract involving a minor and the sale of body parts.
I believe in law.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm skeptical about a lot of claims, and I think we need to empirically study them and all of those sorts of things. But fundamentally, I want my students and my children to understand that law embodies or should embody, and we